good to hear from you. We appreciate your time this morning. We haven't talked. Well,
sure.
we saw you the other day up in Irwin. Good to see you.
And thanks.
Kenny's got a question about this 7-on-7 before we get into the actual season.
Okay. I just asked Bobby. I said, what does Cloudland get out of 7-on-7? Because they mainly run the ball. They don't throw the ball that much. I mean, unless you're trying to tell us you're changing things up this year.
Well, we're not going to change things up this year. You know, we still got Coach Lynch's offense. The reason being, we've got 9 of the starters from last year back.
Yeah.
And, you know, that offense averaged about 45 points a game.
I know.
And it's a, I don't know if you call it old-fashioned, whatever you call it, it's tough. Now, when you put in his offense, you've got to be tough with it. And so I realize that, you know, there's not a lot of finesse with it. It's just probably the way football used to be, especially getting that wing set and that power eye set. But I do think that we are going to throw it some because we've got a couple of people there with the Lacey boy and we got a big tight end, Colin Morgan. He's about 6'2", about 220, and he's a sophomore. And we got some others there that's come along, the young Birchfield, Seth, and then his older cousin, Connor, that can catch the ball. So I think we're going to throw it some. But if we get in trouble, we're going to go back to what we're good at, and that's just trying to run it down your throat.
Glenn White, head coach, Cloudland Highlanders, 24 teams in 24 days, presented by Irwin Paint and Body Shop. Coach, you've talked about some of those players. A little bit more on both sides of the ball, some guys you're counting on this year.
Okay. Like I said, we got nine returning starters, and we've got 4 returning offensive linemen that they also play the defensive line also. That is Jed Childers and Gary Julian and David Miller and Eli Presswood. And I honestly, those 4 could go anywhere and play. I mean, they could go to Unicoi County, they go to Johnson County, Happy Valley. You know, I think they could even step up and contribute out of Science Hill or Dobbins Bennett. They are that good. And so that's our strength. You know, Jordan Coffey, the last 2 years, he was a 2,000-yard rusher in the 17 season and the 18 season. Now, we know enough about football knowing if you got a back getting 2,000 yards, there's 5 guys up front that's getting after it. And so that's our main point there. That's our main strength. Now, they've got to go both ways, so we're really working a lot of conditioning right now. And so if we stay healthy there, I think we're going to be okay. We inserted a center, Logan Johnson. He's a senior. He's been there for 4 years. He's doing a good job with us there. So if we can continue to bring him along, I think we're going to be okay.
You know, you just mentioned you have a number of players back. You had a 9-3 overall record last season.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously losing in the first game to Gatlinburg-Pittman, and then you strung together about 6 or 7 in a row before losing to Johnson County. Colfield will get you again. It just always seems like you guys in Colfield in the playoffs in the second round. Well, you got that many players returning. Is it right now kind of let me just get out of the way and not get in the way of these guys since they understand what I'm looking for and what this team expects?
That's exactly right. You know, I mean this as a compliment. We still got a lot of Coach Lunsford in us, and that bunch does because he coached those boys for 3 years, and that's a good thing. I do not feel threatened or jealous of Coach Lunsford. The man won 250 games, and it was a great honor to be with him the last 2.5 years. And what I learned from him was that you could still be tough. And let me tell you, our Tuesday practice the last 2.5 years was tough. So I kind of got in a situation. I know I got about 14 that's going to play out of the 28, and so I was kind of slacking off a little bit, but then I just went back to a lot that he did, and they gelled with that. So last week was a good week of practice. So you're right, Kenny. I'm going to just get out of the way, and it's very little what I do. It's what the kids do on the football field. And we've got a group right now that I think that we can match last year's season. That's our goal. So we'll just wait and see. But we're definitely getting after it.
You talked about the number of players that you have coming back on offense. What about defensively? And I understand you got guys that have to go two ways.
Right.
But how many guys coming back on defense?
Well, the 9 that's coming back on offense or the 9 that's coming back on defense, you know. So you've got, you know, Hunter Blair. He's going to be in the middle there on on the defensive side. He's a great leader. He played there. He played outside linebacker last year. We're going to move him inside because he's about 6'1", about 215 right now, and he's smart. And then we've got Wyatt Julian. He played his sophomore year, didn't play last year, but he's the brother of Gary, and he's really come in there. He's come back out, and he's helped us a great deal. Then, of course, we've got those offensive linemen that are playing the defensive side of the ball. And then we have a host of younger kids that are starting to come around. We lost our defensive coordinator, Daryl Brewer. He went to a head football job in North Carolina. But I'm very confident in Coach Bowling. He's doing a great job, and he's really working the first group. But then he's putting together a second group, which is the JV, and so we're working that good there. So we're going to worry about 2019 now, but I've got my eye on 2022. I mean, because in 2020, it's going to be a sophomore-freshman team, so we'll worry about that then. But at Cloudland, when you have a small school like that, those boys are going to have to go both ways. And what I learned from Coach Lester, he just kept them out there. They're dying. You know, and they're not coming out. And the first thing that I learned from Coach Lester, he said, don't ask them how they're doing. If they're in trouble, they'll come to you. Do not ask them how you're feeling. So I learned that from him, too. So I'm kind of doing that, too. So, but, again, I love him. I do not feel threatened by him. I feel honored that I coached with him. I learned a great deal of football from him. And, you know, I told my principal last week, I just got to win football games. Cloudland expects to win football games, and that's exactly what I plan to do.
Is Glenn White at Cloudland? Who's on your coaching staff this year, Coach?
Okay, I've got Tommy Puckett. He is a veteran defensive line coach from Avery County. I've got Nick Johnson, who's been there for a while. He's still in college. He's like a senior in college. He does a great job with the quarterbacks, and he's kind of implementing the offense. I've got Zach Benfield, who played there, who's doing his student teaching at University High. He's in the secondary, and I've got Adam Bowling, who's really my right-hand man. He's the defense coordinator. He coaches the backfield and so forth. So I've got a good staff. We all get along. I definitely don't yell and scream at coaches they're grown men, so I don't do that. We try to work as a brotherhood, but they respect the position that I have, that in the final analysis, if it goes bad, it's my fault. If it goes good, it's my fault. So, if it goes good, that's good for me. So I think they understand that.
Let me ask you, Coach. I'm looking at the schedule, and I'm hoping that some things are not true. First of all, you start off with a murderer's row.
Yeah.
With Happy Valley, South Green, and Hampton. And did you play Hampton twice?
Yes, we played Hampton twice.
Wow.
And this is what happened, as far as I understand it. Now, in the 90s, Coach Campbell at Hampton and Coach Lunsford at Cloudland, I think they played each other like for 10 years, all through the 90s.
Yeah.
They played each other twice, and that's about a $6,000 gate. Okay, but what people have to realize, in 2017 and 2018, we won 18 football games. Okay, we beat Gatlinburg Pittman at Cloudland.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we had the game. You know, and we just had a couple people that was hurt, and I think that's why Pittman beat us. In the second round, we had Cofield beat. We had him beat. And we just slipped up and lost by four. So, you know, you're not going to get some teams that you want on there that might give you a breather. They're just not going to play you. And so I think that's why he had to do the schedule the way he did it. But and he always kept me informed about it because, you know, it looked like the job was going to go my way even in February. And so, Coach Lunsford did the best he could with that schedule.
Wow. I mean, at Happy Valley. I forgot to mention that. And then you get to come home against South Green, and then you're at Hampton.
Right.
And then you, Hancock County, Avery County, Unaka, and then back with Hampton again.
So basically, you're just doing the laps in the pool to keep your blood pressure down.
We are. And I hope we make a good day on that second Hampton game because, you know, it's double jeopardy. I looked at their roster. They got about 47 kids back, and 47 kids on their roster. We've got 28. We're missing about eight. And what happened, for whatever reason, I was an outsider, and I was looking in. We didn't have a junior football team last year, junior high school team. And I think that hurt our numbers. So we've got like three freshmen out, we should have 8 to 9. So, but we've got 20 junior high kids playing now, and Coach Potter and Coach Birchfield's doing that. So I feel good about that. But we're kind of thin right now. But I expect that we can keep our numbers about 32, 34 for a Class A school with about 100 boys in the school. And I'll feel pretty good about that.
He is Glenn White, making laps this morning. We appreciate your time so much, Coach.
Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate you for what you do for us, and best luck throughout the season.
Thank you. Same to you, sir.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Okay. See you now. Bye-bye.